everybody. You hear the music. Welcome to GFBS. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Joining us on the show today, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. And we'll be right back to talk with Ben Olson after this.
Look, if you want that home, let's go get you that home. And it's okay to feel a little nervous. Or to not know what to look for. Because our network agents have the expertise to take the scary out of buying a home. Well, most of it. Now, let's go get you home.
All right, and here we are. We are back with Berkshire Ben Olson on your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. How are you, man?
Doing well on yourself.
Good, good, good. What's new in your world?
You know, just looking at the supply and demand in real estate right now, I know that out there people think it's really hot, and it is in terms of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Things just keep humming along quite nicely in our area and in the nation.
You know, I kind of understand supply and demand, but I don't know if I really understand it in the realty world.
Right. So real estate demand is driven by several factors, and a few of them are the supply and demand of homes. You know, how many homes are available,
mm-hmm.
the amount of homes that are being built to satisfy the need for people to buy. Another factor of demand is low interest rates. When you have a low interest rate environment, it's a lot easier for people to borrow money to be able to afford these homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been seeing that for the last couple of years, actually, where the rate has been fairly low on home mortgages.
Okay, so do you put like a grade on a supply and demand, like an A, B, C, D, or any of that? Or how do you judge it? And what is it like now?
Basically, what it's like now is we're coming to a little bit more of a cooling off point from mm-hmm. earlier in the year. So this last year, we've really seen inventory dip from around 750,000 nationally to around 350,000 nationally.
Wow.
So what that really means is, and there's been a couple reasons for that. Number one, during the pandemic, people realized that they wanted those secondary homes.
Mm-hmm.
Those lake cabins, those second homes in other states that maybe weren't as strict with some of the lockdowns, mm-hmm. who knows? But for some reason, people have started to buy up extra real estate. Part of that, I think, is also because of our stock market situation. You know, during the pandemic, it's you never know how things are going to go with the stock market.
Right.
When you invest in real estate, that's an actual asset that you can physically hold. That is a different type of asset that some people diversify into during mm-hmm. times of economic stress.
Okay.
So what we're seeing now is we're still seeing a lot of homes being built. The demand for homes, even though lumber prices have gone up, is extremely high. And what we're still seeing is a lot of buyers being pushed into different price ranges so that they are able to afford the home that they need.
Okay. I know a guy now. He's in the process. He's going to start building a huge house. Man, I bet you that's going to be a spendy one with the lumber prices.
Yep, it's about 30% over year, for, especially from last year,
mm-hmm.
Of where lumber prices are at now. And so when you factor that into your building costs, you know, it's going to be 30% higher when your bill comes for your house.
Wow, wow. You were talking, you got a video today. Are we going to watch some
of this? Yes, yep. So I have a video from Altos Research Data. It's a research data company that I like to turn to for some of the national trends. I think it's really interesting. So what I like to do is just show you the video, break it down for you, and then just kind of explain what he's talking about.
Inventory is ticking up and demand still remains incredibly strong. That is what we're looking at today in this week's Altos Research Market Report. Every week, Altos tracks every home for sale in the country, all the pricing, all the changes in pricing, the supply and demand, and we make those metrics available to you far before it becomes available in the traditional media channels. It's Monday, June 14th, 2021, and here is this week's data. The median price of single-family homes in the U.S. stayed flat this week at $399,000. The market has passed its peak pricing of the year, so prices will stay under $400,000, ticking maybe down a bit for the rest of the summer. This is normal seasonal behavior, and the leading indicator, the price of the newly listed cohort, bounced up this week to $369,000, staying in the band of this year's summer plateau.
So what he's basically talking about here is he's talking about how the supply and demand go, you know, obviously have gone up year over year. And so I don't know if you want to put it back on the graph, but you can see where, you know, the price difference from things being listed and sold here are. And you definitely know the median price of listings is right around this $369,000 mark. Well, if we look year over year, that has gone up significantly from each point in this part of the summer. So what he's basically saying is that our demand is still very strong, very high in this time of the year. But right now, seasonally, we are seeing a dip, and that is normal for this type of season. You can see it in this season right here. Where this tick mark is, you can see it around here. You can see it around here where things start to slow down. What is going to be interesting to see is where this bottom point is. So we see this bottom point is January of 2021. Here it was January. Here was January. I think it's going to be interesting in the next few months to see where that's going to lead up when it comes over to this side. You know, is it going to bump lower than 2021, or is it going to remain relatively high and we're not going to see a really big dip and we're going to keep seeing demand go up? So I'll keep playing the rest of this video. We have some great information that kind of foreshadows some of what I was just talking about.
Okay.
This tells us that the market price won't surge from here, but neither is it going to pull back notably. If you've been paying close attention, you may have heard some signs that demand is pulling back just a bit, of demand and supply trying to rebalance in this market. But remember that demand has been so intense that it is still plenty sufficient to keep any floor on prices. And we can clearly see already that the rest of the summer is going to be strong, but not getting wackier from here. Inventory climbed another 3.8% this week to 342,000 single family homes active unsold on the market. This is now up 11% from the bottom of April 30th. But still 51% fewer than last year at this time.
So this is one of the ones that I pointed out every week that I come on the podcast pretty consistently is, you know, look where we were at just a few years ago on some of this stuff. Oh, I think I lost the mouse here. There it is. And you see here, this was just this time last year, 706,000, I think that's what it says.
705. Yep.
And then it drops down all the way this year to where we're at now at 342. Now people ask, you know, nationwide, how does that affect North Dakota? We're in North Dakota. I think we're the 39th most populous state, aren't we? Or something like that.
Yep.
You know, we're up there. And so people think to ourselves, well, what does North Dakota have to do with anything housing related in the national market? Well, I get calls myself about houses that are listed in Grand Forks from people in Idaho.
Sure.
People from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because of our Berkshire Hathaway network is that we have, you know, a network of agents across the United States. So that's one of the reasons why we can stand out that way. But the other reason is because the demand in their area is really high and they may be interested in moving to a place where the cost of living is cheaper and similar to where they're living now. I mean, you kind of have to think about it. If Idaho real estate is really, really high and you want to move to North Dakota, what's really the difference? Idaho is cold. It has a lot of mountains. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that is a big difference. The geography is a little different, but cold temperature wise, it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you see people moving from some of those more competitive areas to less competitive areas. And that also matters in terms of jobs. You know, North Dakota has a very strong jobs market right now. That's also driving a lot of demand.
Mm-hmm.
People are moving here to work.
Yeah.
People are moving here to get out of other states.
Sure. And people are leaving states now because of politics. Right. I mean, people want it. You know, you hear the term North Dakota nice, Minnesota nice, and all that, and it is a true deal.
Right.
People are trying to get away from the bigger cities now, and I think that we have got a nice little hidden gem here.
Right. And it's still at the point now where we have so much room to grow, not even in Grand Forks, not just in Grand Forks, but in other areas. And I know some people say, well, you know, we like our small town. It doesn't mean you have to lose that sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that it's going to happen either way. I mean, do you not want good paying jobs in town? Of course you do.
Sure.
Well, part of that means that we need to have experts from other places, the companies who are bringing in these people, you know, and then we also need to encourage business ownership here. And that's the other half of it too. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big ecosystem. Real estate is really dependent on some of those supply and demand factors.
You know, the town has been growing to the south forever. Now I read something that it's actually growing to the northwest of Grand Forks. Yes. More housing going up out there, too. I didn't know about that.
Yep, slowly but surely out by where the Border Patrol office is.
Oh, sure. Okay.
By the edge of the... either there, not the Air Force base, but the airport.
By the airport, yep. Okay. Yep.
And so that's a big development that's been going up. And again, you know, that's mostly land that is good for that type of use. You know, it's not really good for farming or anything that's you know, like that. So then that's not a bad use of the land.
Sure, sure. Something to mess up the schools even more.
Yeah, something to make it even more complicated. But you know, I think eventually getting on track, and he'll mention more about the future trends in real estate here as we go on.
Okay.
But we'll finish the video and then get to that point, and then we'll break it down a little bit more.
Last year, inventory was falling by a couple percent each week, and this year we're climbing by 1 to 2%, 3% each week. Every bit of extra inventory helps this market, so keep it coming, baby. 2021 is following a much more normal seasonal pattern, and so expect that inventory will peak in mid-August at maybe 380,000 single-family homes. If you tuned into our webinar last week, you'll recall that this inventory level is really a new normal for the real estate market, in that it will take several years of significantly higher mortgage rates and probably vastly improve new construction rates to get us anywhere near the old normal of, say, 1 million homes active on the market. So expect that we're stuck in this new normal, 300,000 to 400,000 homes, for a long time.
So what does this mean for Grand Forks, right? What does that mean for Grand Forks? We're going to be stuck from where we were before. I mean, look at only 5 years ago. 5 years ago, we had 1 million homes on the market. You could pretty much walk into any market and you'd find homes that you could purchase. Look at where we are now. Wow. 340,000. So we're down over 60% in our national inventory. What that really means for us is that we're going to still remain competitive, because we are still, even in Grand Forks, competing with the same resources that everyone else is competing with. Mm-hmm. Lumber materials is a big one. I mean, building materials is the number one thing. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how our community adapts to that. Part of that is probably going to be turning some of those commercial spaces into maybe mixed use and residential. Mm-hmm. That's going to require some city approval, city zoning, and some really creative entrepreneurs to do that. I think the other thing is going to be seeing who is going to come in as maybe more competition in the building market.
Sure.
If there is any room to have any more competition, you know, where any other builders could see a potential here in the market. With inventory being low over the next few years, it just means prices are probably going to remain competitive. Mm-hmm. And so for somebody who's maybe looking into going into construction or a construction company coming here, it may be pretty lucrative for them if our supply and demand, you know, remains high. That's going to have to do a lot with our job situation in Grand Forks in our area. If we continue to have good job growth, continuing to have good companies here and bring jobs, we're going to continue to grow and bring those type of construction here.
Okay. All right.
And then...
The recording of that webinar is available on the Altos YouTube channel, so you can watch that in case you missed it last week. Tracking demand through our immediate sales metric. Demand stays hot, of course. And even as total inventory inches higher each week, the number of listings that go immediately into contract actually stayed the same as last week at about 24,000 homes. These are listings that come to market and take offers in hours, days, and going into contract essentially immediately after listing. So we had 80,000 or so new listings come to market and then spending at least a week there last week. So here's what this says to us. The demand backed off its absolute peak of the frenzy in May, but is not continuing to slide. So if your house comes to market now and it's priced right, it's going to move super quickly. One other way...
I'll mention that real quick. When he says, when your house comes to market and it's priced right, it'll move fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't underestimate the power of that statement right there.
Sure.
If you were to put your piece of real estate on the market today and price it correctly, it's going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We're just in that type of market. You're going to have showings. You're going to have people who want to put in offers. And that is a big factor. And price, even in a competitive market, is very important. You can't just expect to throw your $250,000 home on the market for $300,000 and just hope people will send you an offer.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not how it's going to work. They'll look at your house and they'll say, no, we're in too much of a rush, too much of a tough situation to negotiate somebody down $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
They will move on.
Right.
Some people see an overpriced listing not as an opportunity, but as a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to have to spend time nickel and diming the person down to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that seller.
Yeah.
Be the seller that's realistic about what you can get in today's market and then move on.
Yeah. Sell it like you normally would and in normal times.
Yep. It's for sale, not on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an important thing to mention too, is that, you know, you put something for sale, it doesn't mean you have to give a discount to everybody, but price it appropriately so you can unload it. That's why you're listing.
Sure. Sure.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with going a tish higher than market value if that's what you feel like you want to do as a
mm-hmm.
seller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, it's completely up to the seller what they want to list for. But it is important when it comes to having the conversation, okay, now we've been in the market for 90 days, why is that?
Yeah.
Well, at the very beginning, I mentioned to you that, you know, our price was X, Y, and Z, and that if we didn't get offers, we didn't get showings, we didn't get this thing under contract and pending, we may need to reduce price,
mm-hmm.
even in a competitive market. Because what it means is that people are walking through your house and they like it, but they're not willing to spend the money on it, even in a competitive market. Well, then that means we still got to adjust the price. So a little bit more of this video here.
The way to look at the supply and demand levels in this market is through the Altos Research Market Action Index. We like the MAI because it presents an at-a-glance relationship between supply and demand. You can pick any zip code in the country and we can tell you instantly how hot that market is. Any reading here above 30 means supply is sufficiently tight, demand is high. These are seller's market conditions. Seller's market is associated with rising prices in the near future as a leading indicator. Around 30 is a balanced market, and below 30 are buyer's market conditions. You can see that we've been in record territory all year. The notable change this week is that the weekly reading, it's the dotted line here, dipped below the 90-day rolling average for the first time all year. So this reiterates the signal that the market is not getting hotter from here, but is still very, very hot. Okay, that's all the data we have time for today.
So that's all the data we have time for today, as Mike would say. Great, great little information there. It's only a 6-minute video, so it's kind of convenient. But I think that this just really shows that, you know, we're at still at peak demand right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to buy and sell, you know, buyers, be thankful. Right now, we're seeing things curve off a little bit according to national trends. So this may be a time to really buckle down and consider your options,
mm-hmm.
because you're not going to be going into as competitive a market as you think you may be going into in some zip codes in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
So your area does matter. Competition does matter depending on where you want to live. If you're going to live in Grand Forks, competition is going to be tight on some of those homes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to live in mm-hmm. Northwood, the competition may not be as hot.
Okay.
So that really makes a difference. You know, if you're going to be in Crookston, it may not be as on fire as it is in Grand
mm-hmm.
Forks.
Mm-hmm.
It does make a difference.
Well, it's like you said in the video too, summer should be strong, not wacky.
Right, not wacky. Mm-hmm. So if you're a buyer out there and you're really interested in doing some of these transactions, don't be afraid. The reason why I do what I do is because I'm a licensed expert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason why I can represent buyers well in this type of situation is because I know what it's going to take to get the offers in and accepted. And if that means that I need to communicate that with the buyer and say, well, this X, Y, and Z are the steps we need to do to try to put our best foot forward, that's what my job is to do.
Okay.
Even in a competitive market.
Sure. By the way, Bailey says hi.
Good morning.
She wants you and Claire to go watch her play baseball on East Side today at 6:30.
Okay.
And she also invited GFBS. Bailey, I'm sorry we cannot make it. We've already got other things going on tonight. But thanks for the offer and thanks for watching.
We'll probably be there, yeah.
All right. I'm going to be down at the river. So, but
thanks, guys.
Berkshire Ben Hathaway, how do we... Berkshire Ben Olson, how do we get a hold of you?
You can just call me directly, 701-318-2676, or text me.
All right, we're going to see you Friday, right?
See you then.
All right, and to tell you what, if you buy a house from Berkshire Ben Olson, maybe you want it changed up a little bit, get a hold of Executive Properties. They do all types of residential and commercial work. Maybe you don't like the kitchen or the bathroom. Maybe you want some different siding or cabinets or trim and tile. Executive Properties, they will do it, and they'll do it right. Over 30 years of experience. Get a hold of them. ExecutiveProperties.org or call 701-330-1273. Well, there you go. Until Friday, your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. From all of us at GFBS and from your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson, have a great day.